Greetings, opera lovers everywhere. Today, we have a rare treat in store, for we are presenting the immortal classic Das Seltsame Paar, which you may know as La Coppia Diversa, or somewhat vulgarly in English, The Odd Couple. We are especially fortunate in that two great operatic masters, Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, have kindly consented to perform this masterpiece for us today. You can imagine the excitement we all feel here. We are beside ourselves. Now, a hush of almost unbearable expectancy falls over the audience as Maestro Roland Shaw makes his way to the podium. He graciously bows and raises his baton. In the opening scene of this great, poignant work, Felix is just returning from a three-day weekend in the country.
I've been away on a three-day weekend out in the country air. Though it's back to a tie and a shirt again, I feel so alive and alert again. I can even face Oscar's dirt again. Oscar's dirt.
Meanwhile, Oscar has been having a three-day weekend of his own.
I've been playing poker for 3 days straight, and though my eyes are open, I don't feel that great. But Felix will be home soon, and if that's the case, I guess I'd better tidy up the place. Empty all the ashtrays in the chip bowl, just like this. Then take the butts and chips and drop them in the dip bowl, just like this. I wonder if this curry is still okay. It's turned a very interesting shade of gray. I'll throw the chips and butts and dips in the curry. Better clean this place in a hurry. Felix will be home in a worry if the place ain't neat.
I brought us.
What did you brought us?
Some flowers, fresh from the country. Aren't they lovely?
Yet it divine.
I'll put them in water before they wilt.
Hey, don't go in there just yet. The place isn't as neat as you'd want it to be, and I hate to see you upset.
Nonsense, Oscar. How bad could it be?
That depends on your sensitivity.
I think I should see for myself, old sport.
Oh! Le fleur sans mort. You've killed them!
Well, if that is what this place can do to flowers, for myself I hold out very little hope. Between the smoke and the trash, I broke out in a rash, and my nerves are at the end of their rope.
Come on, Felix.
A little dirt won't hurt you. A little spill won't kill you. A speck of dust, a tiny stain. Why should it drive you so insane, Felix?
Because I'm neat. Do you know what neat is, Oscar?
I'm sure you're gonna tell me.
Neat is picking clothes up off the floor. Neat is knowing what a mop is for. Neat is putting polish on your boot. Neat is never sleeping in your suit. Neat is once a week you comb the hair left on your head.
Neat is never storing empty beer cans in your bed. Neat is what I've been since I was just a tiny tot. And Oscar, neat is everything that you are not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry won't do.
What do you want then?
That's up to you. Could you learn to keep house like I do?
Are you kidding?
Then it looks like you and I are through.
Are you kidding?
When it comes to breaking up a friendship, I don't kid.
Breaking up a friendship?
That's exactly what you did. Since this is your apartment, there is nothing left to say. I'll go away.
I'll go, you stay.
You stay, I'll go.
Oh, no, oh, no.
I will not stay another day.
Oh, no, you'll stay. I'll go away.
I'll go, you stay.
I'll go, you stay.
I'll go, you stay.
I'll go, you stay.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What the hey?
So Oscar packed his dirty things and left, and Felix cleaned up after him. A few days went by.
I'm lonely. I'm clean, but I'm lonely. Golly, if only Oscar were here now. I miss him. Why should I miss him? He was untidy. He was a slob.
At the same time, Oscar sits in his dismal hotel room.
Wild horses never could drag me back to live with that weird hypochondriac. Yet there is an emptiness way down deep. I miss that immaculate dream. Maybe I'll pick up a phone and call him.
Maybe I'll pick up a phone and call him. Oscar? Felix.
Felix? Oscar.
You've got a whole bunch of mail piling up here, so why don't you come pick it up?
I'll pick it up.
He'll pick it up.
And when I do.
And when he does.
I'll give him the shock of his life.
The next day, Oscar, dressed as neatly as an undertaker, comes to the apartment with a bouquet of flowers. The place is a mess, and Felix is dressed like a slob.
Oscar?
Felix?
Is that you? Are you sure, Oscar, it's you?
Are you sure, Felix, it's you?
But you're not the you I once knew.
Neither are you. Look, Felix, I brought you some flowers, fresh from the florist. They're artificial, so how could they not? How can a flower survive in here? Why are you living this way? It smells like there's nothing alive in here. Even a pig wouldn't stay.
Remember what you told me, Oscar?
What did I told you?
A little dirt won't hurt you.
Yeah, but this...
A little spill won't kill you.
Yeah, but this...
A speck of dust.
Yeah, but...
A tiny stain.
Yeah, but...
Why should it drive you so insane, Oscar?
Because I'm neat. Do you know what neat is, Felix? Neat is picking clothes up off the floor.
What are you doing?
Neat is knowing what a mop is for.
I can't believe my eyes.
Neat is putting polish on your boot.
The shine is blinding.
Neat is never sleeping in your suit.
Cleaned and pressed and perfect. Oscar, Oscar, why are you doing this?
For you, Felix.
For me, Oscar. That's nice. Welcome home, Oscar.
It's good to be back.
Things will be different.
We'll both try harder.
No disagreements.
no misunderstandings, 'cause we are friends. We are friends.
Once upon a time, in a neat little cottage, lived the three bears. One was a daddy bear, one was the mama bear, and one was the baby bear. While they were out a-walking through the deep woods a-talking, came a little girl with long golden hair. Her name was Goldilocks, and upon the door she knocks. But no one was there, so she walked right in, had herself a good time, 'cause she didn't care. But soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs, went home, home, home came the three bears. Someone's been tasting my porridge, said the daddy bear.
And someone's been tasting my porridge, said the mama bear.
Hey, mama three bear, said the little wee bear.
Someone has broken my chair. My bed, said the daddy bear.
And someone's been sleeping in my bed.
Oh, really?
Said the mama bear.
Goodness.
Bear, mama, wee bear, said the little wee bear.
Here's the girl who's broken my chair. Yeah! Goldilocks woke up. She broke up that party and beat it out of there. Bye, 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 said the daddy bear.
Bye, 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 said the mama bear.
Bear, mama, wee bear, said the little wee bear. So ends the story of the three bears.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Pop, pop, pop.
they sit talks when secretly drew down to me. The Jagad Club says I'm the master. That feels alright. I'm the master. Her eyes are crossed, flipped to herself. I'm the master. Well, I'm calm, still with someone else. It's gonna be. Oh, that's what I said. The wicked cooks will keep moving too loud to me. The Jagad Club said, I'm the master. Still, it's alright. I'm the master. But it's rather anti-switch.
I know the feeling, folks. It's the week before Labor Day. You want something to come along and just make your summer worthwhile, just to kind of put it all in a box. You'll have plenty of good memories to carry over the winter. Well, here I am, KBC, here with you, the Bit Slap. And today we're turning everything over to the guys at Project 365. You can look them up on the FMU blog. I will read you the playlist. You can read them on the playlist page if you wish. And you can go back and look these up individually on the FMU blog. Just go to WFMU.org and follow the blinking lights to the blog page. And that'll show you where to go. And you can get all the information. That way I don't have to explain it all to you. You wouldn't believe me anyway, would you? I wouldn't. Anyway, we did start, and this is true. We started with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. The Odd Couple Opera. Of course, they were the TV Odd Couple. You know, there was an Odd Couple in the movies. We won't talk about them now because that's not what we're worried about. Randall and Klugman came out with an album called The Odd Couple Sing. And yes, they do. Tony Randall has many merit badges in Broadway appearances, production, etc. He was a producer, a writer, an arranger. He did just about everything you could do on Broadway. Jack Klugman, I believe, is still with us. He had many bouts with throat cancer, and I think he beat a couple of them, if not all of them. And we'll leave it at that. After that, the Cary Garfin Four and the Three Bears. You'll find a couple of cuts by them on the blog. And then the Dirty Duck. I ask you to stick with me. I'm going to put these right up on the playlist page, and you'll be able to look them up if you have any questions. Of course, you can always ask me questions. It's kbcradio@hotmail.com. KBC Radio is one big long word, spelled like it sounds. And you can get in touch with me anytime you want that way. But in the meantime, just listen. Got some surprises for you today. And I came up with a real boatload of stuff from the 365 project. So this is not the last you'll be hearing of them. So sit back, enjoy, smoke them if you got them.
The style of those twice as pretty that gleam in Kansas City. From here clear to Rome, they've all asked me home and talked of the grand social whirl. But I want the thrill only found in Louisville. Give me an American girl. The Scottish Highlands, the Grecian Islands, the far-off Argentine, have maidens there who are more than fair, I'll agree. But pondering through my wandering over land and over sea, when I find a lass who's from Boston, Mass, I can see what girls ought to be. I've been around, but never have found in Russia, nor Prussia, nor Spain, the bend of an arm with half of the charm of those smooth as chamois that beckon in Miami. From here clear to France, they've asked me to dance and tickle my nose with a curl. But this is the truth. Heaven never left Duluth. Give me someone extraordinary to keep me snug, snug at home on the prairie. Give me an American girl.
Rub me, rub me, baby. Rub me, rub me.
I've been wanting to do this new dance with you. Oh, now that you're here, come to me, my dear, and rub me, baby. Let's do the rub. I want you to rub me, baby. Let's do the rub. Do it with me.
reason that you want me tonight. You know that I'm weak and you think that I just might. Well, you got me on my knees, ooh, baby, baby, please. I've never been on tour, but I like the way you feel. My temperature is rising, burning through my soul. The girl is coming closer, I'm losing my control. With that look in your eye and the sweat upon your skin, I've never been so tempted to dance the night again. It's been a fire, but now I feel the heat. I'm burning with desire, and when I'm part of me, I just can't say no, oh, I just don't know when. Loving you is wrong, but here I go again. My temperature is rising, burning through my soul. The girl is coming closer, I'm losing my control. With that look in your eye and the sweat upon your skin, I've never been so tempted to dance and out of sin.
At the Golden Gate.
Oh, moan, people, moan.
But over the
moan, everybody moan.
But over the
if you want to go to heaven when you die, moan, people, moan.
Oh, you can go to heaven singing opera, rumba, or calypso. But when you get there, you'll be surprised. Peter is hep to the jive. Oh,
moan, people, moan.
But over the
moan, everybody moan.
But over
if you want to go. People,
don't you mind Butch with the whiskey, Cliff with the card and dice? You better live right, Scotty, live right, if you want to enter paradise. Oh,
moan, people, moan.
But nobody be
moan, everybody moan.
But nobody
if you want to go to heaven when you die, moan, people, moan.
But nobody be dumbo, babbly bamba, biddy bobo da bibi bidu. Yes, I knew an old bootlegger up on Sugar Hill. He still blew up. Friends, what you think? The old bootlegger got killed. Oh,
moan, people, moan.
But
everybody moan.
But
everybody moan.
You mistreat her,
moan, people, moan.
You old drunkard,
moan. more.
You mistreat her.
Moan, people.
My dear, let's prepare for the big affair before the new year. Let's go out in the snow, let's go hear the wind blow, let's declare a childhood share of mirth and mistletoe. We'll see trains, aeroplanes, books and toys and funny games. I will surely laugh with glee if you sit on the old man's knee. Let's go, hurry my dear, let's go, Santa is here. Let's celebrate this special date, let's go see Santa Claus. We'll see trains, aeroplanes, books and toys and funny games. I will surely laugh with glee if you sit on the old man's knee. Let's go, hurry my dear, let's go, Santa is here. Let's celebrate this special date, let's go and see Santa Claus.
Was walking around London, got no place to go. Was walking round London, had no place to go. I finally found a wimpy bar on Edgware Road. It said open day and night, so I found myself a seat. It said open day and night, so I found myself a seat. When the waiter came up, she asked what I wanted to eat. I said one wimpy and a cup of black coffee. I said one wimpy and a cup of black coffee. 1 minute later I fell fast asleep. Suddenly I heard, wake up, Mr. Ram. Suddenly I heard, please wake up, Mr. Ram. I opened my eyes and I said, sorry, ma'am. She said, my wimpy and my coffee was getting cold. My wimpy and my coffee was getting cold. I said, that's all right, darling, 'cause I'm just growing old. Play the blues, baby. Wimpy and drink my black coffee. But I tried to eat my wimpy and drink my black coffee. When my friend Tom came in and sat down next to me, he said, hello, Ram, please lend me half a crown. He said, hi, hi, Ram, please lend me half a crown. He said, I've had a misfortune, I'm almost to the ground. I said, baby, I've only had 10 shillings to my name. I said, Tommy, baby, I've only got 10 shillings to my name. But take the half a crown, I'm sorry you lost your fame. I felt a hand on my shoulder as we started to chat. I felt a hand on my shoulder as we started to chat. When I looked around, it was my girlfriend Pat. Gradually the wimpy bar filled up. But oh, gradually the wimpy bar filled up. With tired faces and lots of empty cups. So I took my guitar and started to amuse. Oh, 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 oh. I took my guitar and started to amuse. Am I going nowhere, friends? With the wimpy bar blues. Oh, 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 the wimpy bar blues.
Nuclear power? No!
Adam is evil!
Don't char our jeans!
Don't pull our fish!
Adam is evil!
Down with Adam!
Don't char our jeans! Don't pull our fish! Don't put our landscape in a terrible condition!
Adam is evil! Adam is evil! Adam is evil! Not the dish we wish!
You want to build some new atomic plant? Well, if you do, you're gonna boil our fish. So let me tell you, mister, that you can. We wouldn't give permission.
We wouldn't give permission.
Chores, you gather your toys and put them away. Next allowance must be burned and bustled. These things are your chores. We must all accept responsibility. Can't you see? As we grow, responsibility grows to your homework you know. Things are your choice.
Thank you.
must all accept responsibility. Can't you see? As we grow, responsibility goes to the world's in a mess. There's people in need. Don't wait for someone else to speak as you do. They're counting on you. As you grow, you must accept.
Okay, please refrain from dancing while I'm reading the playlist, please. Especially if it happens to also be Sunday when you're listening to this. Thank you. We are doing a collection of stuff from the 365 Project today. A daily compilation during the year 2007 from Otis Fodder, one of the world's premier record collectors. And various other people. Other people posted stuff too. I didn't get around to that because I'm just lazy, what can I tell you? And I always feel like, you know, what could I possibly enlighten you with? Well, we started with Give Me an American Girl from JCPenney. That was some sort of promotional disc. Probably the best known thing on that is He's a Penny Man. Remember that, of course. They were singing it all the time in the summer of 2002. Chubby Checker following that, Rub Me. I will let that go without comment. Night of Sin from Dean Milan. Dean Milan is the guy responsible for Do It Like a Dog. And I presume that A Night of Sin would also involve doing it like a dog somewhere along the line. Wilmuth Houdini, Moan, People Moan. Wilmuth is the one who gave us the Bobby Sox Idol song many years ago, the one about Frank Sinatra. You've probably heard that on Irwin's show. Robert Ravis, after that, a decidedly, deservedly obscure Christmas song, Let's Go, Santa Claus is Here. Ram John Holder, the Wimpy Bar Blues, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I guess Wimpy Bar is kind of a London Burger King or something. Apparently they're pretty popular in London, England, thereabouts. I don't know what I'm talking about, so maybe you do. They asked me not to come to England. That part of my life is over. Adam and Evil after that from some show by General Electric. And Accepting Responsibility from Horace Silver. And you can read all about all these if you look them up on the FMU blog, because they all, hopefully they all have explanations. I have not looked them up. I know not what I speak. All I know is I thought that you might get a kick out of them. I did find out that Jack Klugman is still with us. He's about 88 years old now. Beaten cancer a couple of times. Go get him, Jack. So anyway, here we have more. Right now you're listening to Randy California, the guy who played guitar for Spirit. I'll be back eventually.
Step out like a God-bound child. I saw your eyes across the street. Could be church of the poison mind. In the church of the poison mind. In the church of the poison mind. Watch me clinging to the beat. I had to fight to make it mine. That religion, you can sink it. Need to stop your feet and you'll feel fine. Who would be the fool to maybe trick a kiss in time? Who, and not to say that's crazy love, will make you blind in the church of the poison mind. In the church of the poison mind. In the church of the poison mind. In the church of the poison mind.
Thank you. to death, we sprayed red poems upon the bridge. Something within my heart was stroking animals, watching the bloody hooves, her skirt unhooked in the skeleton tree, gnarled against the moon, like pumpkin vines. The night she left, the moon was a wet muskmelon, spraying tiny women at my face. But there in the miles of long, flat corn stubble, she was all I wanted. Well, I kicked his can from New York to L.A. every single night.
In the morning, never can stop yawning. Must go to the toilet, we have to test, have we? Wondering again what the colour of the test will be. 5 drops of urine, 10 drops of water. Nearly dropped the test tube, but then I went and caught her. Wait 60 seconds through the changes, then we will see. If you're not sure the results right, blood tests give more insight. It's not so very painful, and you must see that your health is number one to me.
We're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, but we're not so different from the rest of you.
Next out comes syringes, mustn't get the twinges, must inject the right dose to keep us sugar free. Well, that's your fault, you're not supposed to stick it up your knee. Sights must be rotated, your lumps get inundated. Insulin absorption can vary site to site. These few points, now we must have a chat about our diet. If we eat a carbohydrate, we'll be quite alright, mate. No cheating with your grams, you'll pay the fee.
I'll find you, you'll go across my knee.
We're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, but we're not so different from the rest of you.
We mustn't be too lazy, or we'll get high and hazy. Exercise we need when we get sugary. Off for a swim, but be careful not to go the other way. Keep with you some glucose to spare you from the hypos. Never be alone where help is out of reach. Keep to this code, and diabetics, I hope you'll teach. I hope this song's amusing and in no way confusing. Parents, teach your children to cope themselves. They accept much more than you or me.
We're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, we're diabetic, but we're not so different from the rest of you.
I had a boat, RV, a color TV, a house
with the mortgage for my family and me. I worked real hard making certain our future was strong. Then along came Ronnie, he was singing a different tune. He won't say now, but I think he might have spoke too soon. There goes my boat, RV, my color TV. They're gonna foreclose on my family and me. Business is bad and I'm facing financial ruin.
Whoa, whoa, I got that Reaganomics blues. Whoa, whoa, I got the Reaganomics blues. I get the Reaganomics blues every time I watch.
We do what we do so well. We're proud to be a part of GE, and we do what we do. so well. MVD, we're the best.
I think that'll about do it. We have a surprise for you coming up in a moment. Not necessarily a good surprise either, so I'm just going to warn you. We finished off here with, started the last set with the Jackson Jills. Not Jacks and Jills, like the Jills from Jackson. Okay, and there's like a dozen of them. That's why they sound like that. That was called The Church of the Poison Mind. Following that, Little Marky, Big House. You remember Little Marky? Little Marky was, he's a Christian guy. And Little Marky is not little. He's like this like 6'4" behemoth and has a voice like that. And goes around singing Christian songs to kids. Following that, Glenn Armstrong and the Dirty Clergy. One last song about the moon. Pat Morris, We're Diabetic. The Boys from California, the Reaganomic Blues, and MBD, We're the Best. That was GE's Meter Business Department. MBD, Meter Business Department, okay? And they're the best. They want you to know, and they are so proud. And then Strawberry Shortcake from Strawberry Shortcake. I was born to disco. I played that about a year ago. It's one of my favorite songs in the world. Strawberry Shortcake was that little cartoon creature. And they had a couple of albums out, and truly, truly treacherous stuff. Very bizarre, and actually a lot more grown up than you would think. And if you think about it, maybe it's because Howie Kalin is the guy behind it. Howie Kalin was half of Flo and Eddie. We heard them last week with the Mothers of Invention with Billy the Mountain. And by the way, I want you to look at last week's Billy the Mountain post because there is a an a cappella version I found on YouTube that's three parts, and it's just amazing. It's wonderful. You have to check it out. It's also 20-some-odd minutes long, but you'll enjoy it. So make sure you go back to last week's playlist. So, okay, I'll see you next week. Like I said, nasty surprise coming up. Sorry, nothing I could do about it. See you later. Thank you.
antes interés a más recibes
cuatro,
de todos los que se les.